My first name is Sterling. Last name is Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-L. And I'm currently running for a 3-year term on the school board, a school board member.
And why do you want to run?
Well, we've got a sixth grader that started sixth grade this year, and we attended, well, I should say I attended a couple of the last couple of board meetings. They were came up that they were going to be working on the attendance policy, and it was our understanding that they didn't really, they had an attendance policy, but it was kind of laxed where you could get a waiver and you could kind of miss as many days as you wanted to. But being that this is a seasonal town, it's kind of a unique situation where you get people that come in for the summer. They've got kids, and I guess during the winter, they would be gone for 2-3 months at a time. And, you know, teachers have to give, would give them schoolwork for this amount of time that they're gone. And the kids would come back and they're not up to par with where they should be by the time they get back. And we, so I started digging in a little bit more. I mean, the best way to learn about something is to actually get in and kind of find out the information for yourself. You hear things from people and they don't always have the entire truth. So I just decided to sit in, and I noticed that, you know, there were some seats that were open and nobody was, you know, nobody had put their name in. And I think there was an article that was written. I think it was Gretchen who wrote the article about finishing the race, starting the race. And I read that article and, you know, just kind of hit home. So I just thought I'd put my name in and see if I could try to make a difference from within. I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs of everything going on here. Like I said, we've only been here for a few months, but best way to get in and figure everything out is to get in on the ground floor and figure out the ins and outs and see what you can do, what changes you can possibly make.
All right. Do you have previous experience with school boards or political experience?
Absolutely not. I never had any desire to be in any kind of political position, and I didn't jump in this for the political part of it. I just really wanted to just find out as much as I could about the school, since I have a child there, and what changes they were making and what things were going on, so I could have a better understanding of everything.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope to achieve as a school board member?
I haven't really set any goals, to be honest with you. Like I said, this is something new for me. I like to learn new things, so this is going to be a learning process for me as I get in, or if, you know, if I get elected, because, you know, there's a few other people in the race now, so it's not just getting in and putting your name in and getting on the board, so it has to be voted in. If I get in, like I said, I'll learn meeting by meeting, you know, sitting down with the superintendent and whatever need be, and find out as much information as I can and see what direction they're going and just put my input in. I mean, I can't make any decisions by myself, so I have to just put my inputs and my thoughts, and we go from there.
Mm-hmm. What are the big issues facing the Skagway School?
Well, I know that the budget is a big thing, because I guess they've been government funded, and from what I understand, the community itself contributes quite a bit of money as well, and we may be losing our government funding because of that, which I don't think is, I mean, if you're getting funded by the government for having government land or whatever the case may be, then that funding should be funded to you regardless of what your community puts in. So I don't know how all that works once again, but that's just my thought on that. It's my opinion on that. And the attendance thing, I think, is a big thing, too. I mean, these kids, I mean, the kids are our future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in a country that's already on a downturn, in my opinion. And if we're not educating our kids the proper way, it's not going to get any better. So I think, you know, kids being in school and learning or online learning is, you know, the same thing. Or wherever you're at, you put your enroll your kids in school or make sure they're getting taught properly.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in town?
I work at AML, work for Linden Corporation. So, you know, we supply and deliver, not supply, but we unload the barge that come in and deliver the food to all the, you know, the people in town, the grocery stores or the whatever businesses.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Like I said, I'm going to do what I can, so hopefully I can get as many votes as possible. I know quite a few people in town that have already said that they would vote for me, so I want to do what I can to hopefully make a difference if I can.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan.